I was reading this story about this woman, and I there's like very little that I want to tell you about her, because I want, this is going to be right away, what she looked like. Ready? She got her head stuck in an exhaust pipe.
An exhaust pipe?
Of someone's truck.
Of someone's truck?
At a music festival.
At a music festival.
That's all I can give you.
Oh, jeez. So she's white. She's at a music festival.
Okay.
It's a music festival with trucks, so it might like...
So she's whiter? Super white? I don't know what just happened there. Okay. Well, go ahead. I mean, I didn't mean to like step on your beautiful mind.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So it might be country western, so she might be whiter.
Yeah. The plot whitens.
And she's like, she's not like overweight, but she's like loose.
Can I just say that I wish I would have said the white thickens. But she's loose. She's not overweight, but she's loose.
Yeah, she's got like, okay, she's a little roly-poly. Like roll. She got rolls on,
okay,
her.
Is there a reason?
She's trying to get her head out. Like,
she's like Winnie the Pooh built.
Yeah, like you can see some of her like she's dressed for the music festival. It's outdoors. She's dressed in her like halter top.
Are you under the impression she tried to go all the way in the exhaust pipe?
Just her head?
Yeah, just her head.
Just her head. Yeah, just her head.
Just her head. Okay. So okay. I don't know how far you had her shimmying into the exhaust pipe.
No.
All right. Because you were just touching the rolls as you were shimmying.
No. She like if she's trying to struggle to get her head, pull her head back out, like, and turn it on wiggling, like,
right,
you can see all her rolls because she's dressed for a music festival.
I just can't get the image of her being Winnie the Pooh out of my mind now, because it's just like, you know how Winnie the Pooh wears a shirt only?
Yeah.
It's just like, I feel like if you're stuck in an exhaust pipe and you're bent over,
yeah,
your shirt, you know, like, yeah, you're at a music festival, so you probably have a little shirt on to begin,
yeah,
with, you know, so there's probably a lot of Winnie the Pooh similarities going on here. I guess it's important that I tell you, because this was the tagline, it was a quote from her. I don't know if this is going to help you identify her anymore, but the tagline, she said, I bet I could fit my head in there.
This is what I was trying to figure out. Like, why was her head in there? Like, she put it in there. She like was like, I can't figure out why a human would put their head in a truck exhaust pipe.
She looked at an exhaust pipe. She said, I bet I could get my head in there.
Okay. This is a skinny little toothpick girl.
Okay.
Who thinks that she can fit in weird places. And she's got straight blonde hair.
Wow, you almost... What color was the hair before?
It was like brown.
Okay.
Maybe red. Maybe a redhead.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a picture of her. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I think this is the first time this has ever involved you seeing a picture.
I think so. We are evolved today.
Yeah.
Pokemon evolved.
Oh, dear God. if I have to have another conversation about Pokemon. All right, here. Refresh this because the picture's not coming up.
Oh.
It's weird.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because she is underage. Okay, here she goes. There she is. What do you got?
Well, she's definitely white.
She's definitely white.
She has brown hair to her shoulders.
So what do you think of your description? Where were you?
Oh, she's like right in the middle of those two humans.
Yeah, she is, right?
Yeah.
A little column A, a little column B.
Yeah.
She has brown hair with possibly blonde highlights.
Yeah.
She definitely did it for the attention. Right?
Yeah.
At the very least, to be, because that's her with the exhaust pipe.
Oh, that's the exhaust pipe, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And I think I get what she was going for, right?
What was she going for?
She was like, that's a big exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet I could fit my head in there.
Yeah.
That's as far as you go.
Yes. That's very true.
Yeah. When you get past a certain age, you can't be putting your head in places anymore.
Have you ever gotten your head stuck somewhere?
I've never gotten I almost got my head stuck in a railing one time.
Really?
Yeah. It was, and I felt it. It was like, I felt my head pop in.
Yeah.
You know? And then when I start to pull out for a split second, it was really difficult to do it because my ears were bending the other way now.
Yeah.
So it wasn't coming through clean.
Yeah.
And the moment of panic that I, and it was like, at that moment, it was a miracle that I got my head back out.
Yeah.
But now what I realize in my panic, because I was holding both poles, in my panic, I spread it apart and pulled my head out.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I stuck my head in something.
That's a good lesson. Yeah. You think any of our kids are going to get their head stuck?
Oh, definitely.
Which one?
Huntley almost got her head stuck in the neighbor's railing, the outside porch.
Yeah.
On the outside of it, too. Oh, like, geez. She climbed up. She was, like, cliffhanging. And then she was like, oh, I bet I can stick my head in here. this is a wide, you know, railing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, that's just... I mean, have you ever gotten your head stuck in anything?
I don't think so. I think that's something you'd remember now.
Never even... Have you ever stuck... Do you remember sticking your head in things?
I remember one time when I was like... Probably like fourth or fifth grade. I was like playing outside and it snowed. And like we were on West Point. So there was all these forts up in the woods in front of our house. Like you go up there and there's like stone remnants of forts. So they have like the walls, stone walls that are half like broken down, and inside they've got the little troughs because they're like Revolutionary War. Are they Revolutionary? Civil War.
Civil War.
Revolutionary War.
Okay.
Revolutionary War. Forts. And once like I was like the snow was really thick and we dug a tunnel and like I went in the tunnel and you know it was like all the way in and I got in and I like freaked out because I felt like I was gonna get stuck, but I just crawled out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was the last time you.
That's like, I think that was my you don't want to get stuck somewhere you can't get out, Ansley, moment. You know, like don't be sticking your head or body parts in things.
Yeah. Did that shape your life at all? did you ever find, like, when you looking back, were you, because I was always more careful than all of my friends.
Yeah.
Hands down, not even close.
Really?
Not even close.
I think you must have had some crazy friends.
Would you think I'm crazy?
Yeah. I mean, you just jump very, out. Like when you say
very casually. You just very casually, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you jumped off a lot of high buildings. You like rode bikes into walls. You like, you took large risks. So when you say that you were the safest, it's like, what kind of risks were your friends taking?
I mean, well, I think those are different types of risks. Those are calculated risks.
That's right? What you would say.
Well, yeah, because if... Well, I guess they're all calculated risks.
Yeah.
I don't take social risks where I put my life in other people's hands.
Right. Okay. That's
and fair I feel that can be way riskier.
Okay.
You know, because the more often you do that, the more you give yourself this false sense of, you know, security in other people handling things for you.
I had a friend that used to do mean things, like pull my chair out. Like she pulled my chair out from under me when we were outside and I broke my tailbone.
Yeah.
She put a pin in a seat and I sat on it once and she made me never trust people again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
good for
so.
You. Good for you. Should be thanking her. You know?
Yeah.
Like that's like when you the earlier you can learn that with the minimalist of consequences, the better.
A broken tailbone is horrible.
Yeah, but think about, you know, you'll never end up being, you know, you have a video that's, it's the people on the boat and they have this song, Turn Down For What? And it's like starting off, right? Cause you brace yourself on a boat. You know what I mean? You don't like, oh, he's got this.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what life is about, not being that person.
That video is crazy.
It is crazy. And that's who, that's like how I think about that so often.
Do you?
Yeah.
Man.
That's what being safe, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't, even when we're on the boat with your dad.
Yeah. No, you told him.
Yeah.
It was too much.
Yeah. Dude. Our twins are two. So they can't hold on. They can't hold on.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. It's too much. We get it. You're fast on a boat. We get it. We get it. You can go fast. You don't have to. Waves are choppy. Ha ha. It's hilarious. But that's, you know, I was always pretty safe.
Yeah. So do you see friends get their heads stuck in things?
Now, I don't know if that's something you share in the moment. You know what I mean? Like if you can manage to get your head stuck in something and out of it with whatever help comes to help get you out of it without it being a big scene.
Yeah. I've never told those stories.
No.
Like,
no.
I don't share those stories.
That's a weird thing to share.
It's like a dream, because it's like you can't quite like get the like how intense it was. Like, no, man, my head was almost stuck.
That's such a weird. We need to like start changing small talk.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Because that's like a way better small talk conversation than, you know, what cartoons did you watch? Which cereal did you eat? Like, those conversations are so annoying to me.
Yeah.
Transformers? Oh, I love Transformers. The one, did this one, did that one. Did it. Yeah. It's like, are we really having this conversation? Dude, did you ever get your head stuck in something? Did you ever have authorities ever have to come and get your head stuck in something? Did you ever think you were stuck in something and was gonna? I was dating this one girl, and
where is the story
going? Oh boy. So it was like the episode of Friends where his head is stuck in a turkey. So she got me a ring.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Yeah.
And it was like, it wasn't going on clean.
Yeah.
But
I think everybody's put a ring on and been like, oh my God,
woo!
I'm going to wear this.
Oh, this changed my life.
Really?
This changed my life. Cause it was like, it was just like the railing thing.
Yeah.
Like I felt it pop on.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh no, what have I done? What have I done? And it was a little bit of a thick ring too. It wasn't like skinny.
Yeah.
You know, cause I was like, I didn't want to wear jewelry. I don't want to wear jewelry. Like, it's like, you know, it's going to have to be even then I was like, just if you must, she insisted on getting me a ring.
Yeah.
If you must, please, can it be a man ring? And I didn't know anything about ring size. She was like, what's your ring size? I don't know what a ring size is. She's like, I don't know. They're like 1, 2, 3, 4. I was like, all right. 2, 3. I don't know. What's the biggest? I picked like the middle.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, well, I'm not a big guy. I'm not a small guy. I'm not a big guy. But I didn't know anything.
Okay.
Popped on, freaked. I had to cut it off.
You had to cut it off? What did you cut it off with?
With scissors? It was an aluminum ring. It was
scissors.
Middle school.
Did you put like lotion and Vaseline on
your finger?
I tried everything. And it wouldn't come off.
It was just hurting me. Oh. It was like, as I was trying to get it off the knuckle, it was chafing.
Yeah.
It was starting to hurt. It was bleeding. Like, I was like, I was starting to feel so small. You know? It was like every time I would try to get it off my knuckle, it was like my heart would get smaller. It was like my heart would be in a smaller body. It was just like, oh no. How am I this small and the ring still won't come off?
I feel like that's some comic books like backstory that came to be. Yeah.
Ring man?
Yeah.
No ring, no jewelry man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's another thing. You know, I learned from my mistakes, I feel like.
Never put a ring on since?
Haven't put a ring on since. I feel like another person would be like, you know what, I'll just get a bigger ring.
That was maybe. Didn't want to wear a ring.
Fatal flaw. Nah, man. Because you can't. At some point, you might have to get that ring off. It's I don't know. It's just that alone. I don't feel like that's an irrational fear. I feel like that was more anecdotal evidence of how a ring could go wrong. I didn't want to wear jewelry in the first place.
What if I surprise proposed to you? Would you put my ring on? Like, what if I had done that in the past?
I don't know. Would you try to make me wear a ring? Like, even if we officially went and got married, mm-hmm. would you really need me to wear a ring? We've been doing this for 18 years. We have a 5-year-old and 2-year-olds. Like, we're pretty committed to, we do a podcast together. We're pretty committed. Uh-huh. Like, would you really need for me to symbolically wear a ring? When I don't think that, think about it. Think about how conventional we are not.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you just crossed your arms at the end of that. Because
here's the thing. If you wanted to wear a ring,
yeah,
you could wear a ring. If you wanted to not wear a ring, I get it. Don't wear a ring. They're dangerous. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't, that's not a trust thing with me. Like, I'm not like, now you got, with your ring on, people will know. I mean, people better already know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you have a right to feel the same way. Yeah. Because people already know. I'm not out there flaunting. I mean, I can't not have this dope ass body.
Ah, okay.
That's just what I have when I'm walking through life.
Okay.
You know, I can't change the fact that I look like an off-duty superhero as I'm moving through life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's just a consequence of the struggle. Okay. But do you know what I mean? I'm not out there, you know, giving women the impression that, you know, this could go either way.
Yeah. Have you heard about the latest sexual assault allegation?
Well, we dress it down a little bit. We call it the latest Me Too. Right? So the latest, yes. Me Too.
Have you heard of the latest Me Too?
Yeah.
You have?
No, I don't know.
It involves Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's a sensual dude, right?
It's a chick said that 16 years ago.
Is this about to be sensual as fuck? Like, keep in mind, he's a sensual dude, right? Okay,
16 so years let's ago.
Bear that in mind. Sensual dude. He's probably 16 years ago. He's kind of coming together as an actor. Right?
I guess, yeah.
Starting to get big. He's wearing button-up shirts with no shirt underneath. he's only buttoning the bottom two buttons.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of chest out.
Okay.
Very sensual.
Okay.
Right? Very R&B sensual. Right? Okay.
At a party, he tried to get her to go down on him.
Okay.
When she said no, he slapped her in the face with his penis. And the next day, she had to go to the hospital. Well, she was asked to leave the party.
Yeah.
Next day, she had to go to the hospital because she was having a panic attack.
Wait, was she just looking at his dick? why is she... I mean, I'm not... My immediate question.
So you're picturing this.
I have to, right? Because even in this situation, he's still wearing the shirt.
Yeah, for the sure. Button-up
shirt. He's pantsless. Black socks. Shirt. Just sensual silk socks.
Yeah.
And she's just like hanging out by his dick?
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, close enough to get smacked in the face.
She could have been sitting on a couch that, when women sit on it, they're at dick level. Like, it's super low.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's so it could just, you know, like velvet, some there. Sort of sensual furniture.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. We can't hold that against her. Like, this is a sensual man. I'm not, I completely see him walking into rooms bottom naked. Just walking into rooms bottom naked. Yeah. Right. All right. So smacks her with his dick. Mm-hmm. Like, this is interesting. Because, mm-hmm. like, what kind of dick? Like, a soft dick or a hard dick?
It did not specify.
That's kind of important.
It is. It right? is.
Because it's like, what kind of bottom naked did he walk in with? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When did he get bottom naked?
When? That's very important.
Right? So...
I think what they're trying to teach us is that you should never smack a woman in the face with a dick, whether it's hard or soft.
No, I think you got to know. first of all, I agree. Don't do that. But I mean, she's into it, whatever. Yeah, people should always explore what other people are into.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the thing, I don't know if people should even do that. Like, I'm such a prude sexually. I'm like, what am I saying? I don't live by that in any capacity. I'm no to everything. But that's not true. Whatever. That's not what this is about.
It's not about your sexual preferences.
No, this is about not smacking women with your dick. It's disrespectful. It's very disrespectful.
Yeah.
But it's 2002. I mean, do we backdate that? I mean, 2002 was a time where it'd be like, well, you knew what you were getting into. I mean, Jamie Foxx was a very sensual dude.
Yeah, I don't know. 2002, that was a long time ago, huh?
Yeah.
You could do things like that, you think?
Yeah, he probably sent women invitations to his house, like people delivering them, you know, in suits and shit, yeah. Like bellboys, and delivering them like an envelope with like red velvet, you know, like in a box. Yeah. Just like, could you cordially come over to my house this evening and suck my dick? and that's probably the reaction. Oh my gosh, she probably laughed. Yeah. You know, like, okay, he played too much. I'm gonna go over there and hang out with him. Even though he does weird shit like walk around bottom naked. But he's not gonna obligate me to suck his... All right, whatever. But I mean, who knows how that played out? I mean, I think that was pretty accurate, but whatever. Do you ever wish that I was more of a sensual person?
No, I think you're sensual at the right times. Like, I mean, I don't need something.
You're not dodging dicks.
You're not walking around bottom naked.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm very respectful with my nudity. Top naked only.
Yeah.
I'm a man. That's one of those things, too, that we have to accept.
Yeah.
It's not equal gender-wise.
Yeah.
Women can walk around bottom naked, and it's not nearly as creepy.
No.
It's almost... endearing, I guess. It's like ethereal. Like, I don't know, ethereal. How do you say that word?
Yeah,
it's interesting. Like, you would almost, like, if you see it, you instantly will start squinting just so you can put her in soft focus. But yeah, that's you know, sensual, I feel like sensual also opens up the door for like doing, I don't want to say weird things sexually, but it's just like, you know, like candle wax. It invites all that like food play. You know what I mean? It's just like all that
something
stuff.
Something you're obviously not into? All that food play?
I guess I'm not casting it in the best light as I'm describing it. But I'm just saying, it just opens up the door to other things. Do you feel like there's a latent sensuality within you that is not being fed? I don't know how sensuality receives nourishment. That's how far away from sensuality I am as a person. Okay.
Listen, it sounds like the way you describe it, it leads a little bit to a romantic side of things. And you could be more romantic.
Okay, I feel like those are very different questions. Okay. But see, wow, what does romantic even mean? Like, what does romantic mean? Like, well, here's
like
the thing.
Like, what it means to me is that you go out of your way to make me feel special.
Okay, do you not feel special? Or do you feel appreciated?
I feel appreciated.
Do you feel special?
I feel special.
But you feel like I just like phone it in?
No.
You don't feel like, you want gourmet special is what you're saying.
Yeah,
gourmet,
like, you could special. Take it up. Like, I mean, you are covering all the bases, Sydney. But yeah, you could put a little like fluff on top. Like, you know, like, you can overdo it every once in a now.
Every once in a now?
Once in a while.
Is that a Freudian slip? Every once in a now? You can, I don't know. I don't think gourmet romance is my thing. I think I'm more like comfort romance.
Meat and potatoes.
Yeah, meat and potatoes. Just like, you know, like a little fried, I mean, something fried, like nothing to just meat and potatoes romance is good enough for me. I don't know.
Do you have any like sensual needs that aren't being met? Like obvious, like no.
Obviously no. Obviously no.
No.
Are you? No. I mean, I feel like, you know, I just feel like this conversation alone overly meets my sensual needs, right? It's just like just talking about sensuality is way more sensual than I am on a regular basis. It's just sensual people are just weird to me.
They are weird.
Right?
They are. They are weird. They're weird.
See, as long as we both agree on stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think we're moving in the right direction. Because that's important, though, because at the root of who we both are, it's like sensual. Sensual is weird.
I don't, like, disagree with anything they're saying, but, like, that's kind of like, no, like, I don't want to be around it, I guess.
I mean, I guess there are things that we do that could be considered sensual, but I think we're so non-sensual people that we don't view it that way.
Man, I didn't know that about us.
Well, think about it like this. Think about it like this. We often do, we like a lot of like physical skin-to-skin contact.
Yeah.
Like we kind of make that, a lot of physical touch, a lot of we make that a priority.
Yeah.
And we do it in a very like, yo, bro, let me get that skin. You know, it's not sensual at all. It's not a sexual thing. It's almost like a therapeutic, like the more skin we have during a hug, the better.
Like the more. We really are Jack Bros. Like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, right? Because think about how that could be rendered.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people could be completely weird about that. You know, yeah. It's like I don't know, the first image of a person taking skin-to-skin contact too far sensually, like the girl, she was wearing a silk scarf, just like only a scarf. Just like flowing. There's like, I don't know why there's wind. There's like wind involved. But like, we don't do any of that. There's no wind.
We don't play the R&B music.
No. It's just, you know, as you're rolling out of bed. You know, however it takes place. So now are you thinking about doing, now you're thinking about sensuality opportunities that are being missed? Are you coming to terms with the fact that you're not a sensual person?
Yeah, I think I'm coming to terms with it.
Because you look like your mind's blown a little bit. did you think that you possibly were a sensual person?
I guess so.
Like how? How did you think that? Like seriously.
Like, what is, like, I don't think I ever divided like romantic and sensual and like lovey and like cuddly, like all those things, like break them all apart to be like, I am this, but I am not sensual. You know, like it was like, I don't know. I felt like there was always some sensual, like, cause we are always cuddly and touchy and sitting on each other as a family. And like me and you do too. Like even before the kids, we always sat like right on top of each other.
Yeah.
And so like, I guess I always considered that kind of sensual. But
really, us think about the apartment that we lived in when it was just us sitting literally 3 feet from our television on a couch. That's how close our TV was. Like feet smelly, just like all over each other. There was nothing sensual about it. I mean, make no mistake. Like I appreciate that we could have that sort of contact and bond and, you know, watch sci-fi movies and have a good time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't consider that sensual. Right? I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at sensuality wrong.
Maybe you're boxing it in.
Ah, no, dude. I feel like sensuality is like.
It doesn't seem good to me for a woman to not be sensual. Like, aren't all women sensual on some level?
So you're going to claim it without even knowing what it is just because you feel like all women should be it. So your perception of women makes you cling to this idea of sensuality. I'm just putting it out there.
Maybe.
Well, what does it mean to be like, why do you need it? Why do you think you need it? Before I'm looking up sensuality right now.
Because of that thing, it's like it's linked to attraction for me. So like that thing that keeps you interested, you know, like sniffing at my tail instead of somebody else's tail, is our like the sensuality connection.
Like, so you that's want me to sniff your butt? Is that what you're saying?
You know, like that's the thing that takes it past friendship. Like
sniffing each other's butts. Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Okay, so that is like that's like the it's like a key to you. That's like so what you're saying that but I think you're I don't think you're wrong. And when I say that is I think our equal lack of sensuality fits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we have, I mean, 18 years, and this is the first time we've had this conversation. Right?
Yeah, and we've apparently
been relatively, I would say, crushing it as a couple, right? Yeah. You know, we've been figuring it out. We've been figuring out ways to, enjoy, you know, we communicate, all that stuff. Like, we're pretty... You know, this is our first time having this conversation.
Yeah.
So I think we've been okay.
Maybe it's just because we're not sensual. Like a sensual couple would have had this conversation week one.
Week one.
Week one.
Like this is how sensual we are.
18
years in is when it's like, okay, are your sensuality needs being met?
Because we're killing it as a couple, right? That's yeah. why.
Yeah. Okay. Now we can start focusing on bullshit like sensuality. We figured out everything else. Now let's start focusing on sensuality. Yeah. All right. We figured it out. So, all right. So we figured out sensuality in a nutshell. It's for nerds, right?
Yeah.
It's for nerd couples.
You said it's for nerds?
Nerd couples. Nerdy couples. What do you think of sensual couples? Come on, right. Immediately, right? Nerds. Dorky, nerdy, just weird.
Yeah, I always think of the Kungalina. No, that's not the right thing.
Kungalingus. No. don't sell us short here. Come on now.
The guys that hold their ejaculation in. What are they called?
Oh, tantric.
Yeah, I always think of that dude.
Or incels, the new involuntary celibates. Yeah. No, tantric.
Tantric.
Oh man, I wish I would have said incels first. That would have been a good line. But all right, so we're gonna close this puppy down, and do you have a fight this week? Anybody you would fight this week?
Comcast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't get into exactly why, right? Because it's like
yeah, basically, they didn't take a line. They just had crappy customer service, basically. Yeah. And then they make you jump through hoops to prove that they had bad customer service. Like that's how they're like, okay, we're gonna have bad customer service. When shit hits the fan, we're gonna make you pay for it unless you can prove that we had bad customer service.
All right, well, here we go. You're gonna fight your way up through Comcast.
Comcast Tower. Yeah. All the way up.
Yeah, but floors. So you gotta start from employee like the field employee,
yeah,
and work your way through the chain.
Like I get to fight him in the field and take his truck, yeah, and drive. So it back.
Well, how do you
town.
Do it? How do you get you? What is your location? How do you get him there?
Oh, so I call him to look at this line, and when he's there, I wrap the line around his neck. Like I casually walk him over to where it is, and then I sneak attack him, tie him up in the Comcast line, take his keys.
It's very poetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Take the truck, drive it back to the Comcast Tower, drive right up on the plaza. There's like, oh, I bust through the glass. There's a glass lobby.
Really?
Down there,
You're
right?
not going to use his card and shit?
Oh, no.
Why'd you even kill that guy? What was the point of that? What was the point of even killing that guy if you're not going to use his identification to get into the Comcast Tower? You're just going to drive the Comcast. You can drive any truck into the.
I'm going to let the van go into the lobby, but I'm gonna sneak in while the commotion's going on.
Got it.
Yeah.
Just in his gear.
Just of course, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. And that's why you killed. Oh, wait, whatever. Go. Yeah, keep going. Yeah. All right, you're in. You're in the lobby.
I'm in. So I make it in the elevator.
Yeah.
And it's stopping at all the floors. So, like, every time the door opens, I have to fight. So nobody comes in my elevator.
Yeah.
So that happens, you know, a lot of floors. Yeah. And then I get to the highest floor that will let me go. So I have to go out on that floor. And happened next. Yeah,
because you left your weapon downstairs and remember the van. So what are you gonna do?
Let's just assume I went all the way to the penthouse.
You're all the way to the penthouse. You're in the suite. You're at the top.
Top of Comcast. It's time to fight.
You fucked up human resources. Yeah. You fucked up the CFO.
Yeah.
What else is there before CEO?
Advertisements.
Yeah, you got them. You crushed marketing. They were probably the easiest.
Oh, the field ops, like dispatch people.
Yeah.
Oh, I let them have it.
Yeah, they probably with the van, right? They were probably all in the lobby.
Yeah, that's why they got it. Yeah.
With the van. That's why you did the van thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. a lot of destruction here. Okay, so all right, you're at the top.
Yeah.
And it's a woman.
It's a woman.
Because we don't believe in glass ceilings with two Jack Bros.
So, and she's got like the biggest TV you've ever seen in her penthouse office. And it's got the movie Hannah on. And there's a fight scene from Hannah that comes on. And I like mirror Hannah. And yeah. I kick her butt.
Okay. All right. I feel like the nerds would say that ending was a little contrived. I think is what they say.
Okay.
No, I like it though. I like it. I mean, it's like it was. Yeah. I mean, we can always see, you know, the editor's cut.
Alternate
endings. Yeah, the alternate endings. But like, I see what you're doing there. It's like very poppy, stylish.
Yeah.
Hannah's a stylish movie.
Yeah.
This is a stylish fight. You went from floor to floor.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how Hannah had to fight her way. You know, it's like, yeah, I see what you're doing. It's just gonna rip off Hannah.
You.